असंभवे लिखा सत्वं मुरातये पुंसं पुना परमहंस्य आश्रमे व्यस्यास्ति नानामनुग्राय दासुने भूयो नमस्तद्व्रजचिन्तशतम् असंभव्यलेखसत्त्वं मुरातये पुंसं पुना परमहंस आश्रमे व्यवस्थि नानामनुग्राय दासुने भूयो नमस्तद्विरजिञ्चिद्धचातम् असंभवे लेखसत्त्वं मुरातये पुंसं पुना परमहंस आश्रमे व्यवस्थि नानामनुग्राम्य दासुने Nobody to Bhuyo Namasad Varijinda Satam Asam Bhavalika Satam Muratae Pumsa Punapa Parahamsa Satame व्यवस्थि नानामनुग्राम्य दासुने माताजी भूयो नमस्तद्विरजिञ्चिद्धसातम् असंभवालिखा सत्त्वं मुरातये पुंसा पुना परमहंस आश्रमे व्यवस्थि नानामनुग्राय दासुने वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग भूयो भूया अगेन नमः माय ओबेसेंसेस सत ऑफ द डिवोटीज और द पायस विर्जिना डिस्ट्रेसेस चिडे द लिबरेटर अस्तम of the atheist, the non-devotees, demons. Asambhavaha, cessation of future unhappiness. Akhila, complete. Sattva, goodness. Muratae, unto the personality. Pumsam, of the transcendentalist. Puna, again. Paramhamsyae, the highest stage of spiritual perfection. Ashrame, in the status, vyavasthinanam, particularly situated. Anumragya, in the destination. Dasuse, one who delivers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. I again offer my respectful obeisances unto the form of complete existence and transcendence, who is the liberator of pious devotees from all distress and destroyer of the future advances in atheistic temperament of non-devotees, demons. For the transcendentalists who are situated in the topmost spiritual perfection, He grants their specific destination. Lord Sri Krishna is the complete form purport. Lord Sri Krishna is the complete form of existence, both material and spiritual. Akhila means complete or that which is not khila, inferior. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, there are two kinds of nature, prakriti, namely the material nature and the spiritual nature, or the external or internal potencies of the Lord. The material nature is called apara or inferior, and the spiritual nature is called superior or transcendental. Therefore, the form of Lord is not of the inferior material nature. He is complete transcendence and he is Murti or having transcendental form. The less intelligent men who are unaware of his transcendental form describe him as impersonal Brahman. But Brahman is simply the rays of his transcendental body, Yasya Prabha. The devotees who are aware of his transcendental form render him service. Therefore, the Lord also reciprocates by his causeless mercy and thus delivers his devotees from all distresses. The pious men who follow the ruling of the Vedas are also dear to him, and therefore the pious men of this world are also protected by him. The impious and the non-devotees are against the principle of Vedas, and so such persons are always hampered from making advances in their nefarious activities. Some of them who are specifically favored by the Lord are killed by him personally, as is the cause of Ravan, Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa, and thus such demons get salvation and thereby checked from further progress in their demonic activities. Just like a kind father, either in his favor upon the devotees or his punishment of the demons, he is ever kind to everyone because he is the complete existence of all individual existence. The Paramahamsa stage of existence is the highest perfection stage of spiritual values. According to Srimati Kunti Devi, the Lord is actually understood by the Paramahamsas only. As there is a gradual realization of transcendence form, impersonal Brahman to localized Paramatma to the personality of Godhead, Purushottama Lord Krishna. Similarly, there is a gradual promotion of one situation in the spiritual life of sannyas, kutuchaka, Bahudika, Parivrajakacharya and Paramhamsa are gradually progressive stages in the renounced order of life. Sannyasa and Queen Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas, has spoken about them in her prayers from Lord Krishna, Canto 1, Chapter 8. The Paramhamsas are generally found among both impersonalists and the devotees, but according to Srimad Bhagavatam, as clearly stated by Kunti Devi, pure Bhakti Yoga is understood by Paramhamsas, and Kunti Devi has especially mentioned that the Lord descends paritanam sadhunam especially to award Bhakti Yoga to the Paramhamsas. So ultimately the Paramhamsas in the true sense of the term are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. Srila Jiva Goswami has directly accepted that highest destination is Bhakti Yoga, by which one accepts the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Those who accept the path of Bhakti Yoga are the factual Paramahamsa. Since the Lord is very kind to everyone, the impersonalist who accept Bhakti as the means of merging in the existence of the Lord in his impersonal Brahma Jyoti are also awarded the desired destination. He has assured everyone in Bhagavad Gita 4.11, Ye Yatha Mam Prapadyante. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, there are two classes of Paramahamsa, namely the Brahmavadis, impersonalist, and the Paramanandis. Brahmanandis and Paramanandis. And both are awarded their desired destination, although the Premanandis are more fortunate than the Brahmanandis. But both the Brahmanandis and Premanandis are transcendentalist and they have nothing to do with the inferior material nature full of existent essential miseries of life.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीबडी फॉर द मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास। वी हैव बीन रीडिंग इन फ्रॉम द सेकेंड कैंटो चैप्टर 4 विच डिस्क्राइब्स द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्स द प्रोसेस ऑफ क्रिएशन। If you go through the previous verses, Maharaj Parikshit has just heard from Sukadeva Goswami about he has explained about Lord Brahma, and now he is going to explain about the process of creation. So Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami to describe how the infallible Lord Krishna carries out this wonderful process of creation. So it is said that whenever you do any spiritual act or any material act, it is best that you first seek the blessings of the Lord. So in the same way, Srila Sukadeva Goswami is beginning to offer his prayers to Lord Krishna. So yesterday there was the first prayer in the 12th text, and today is the second prayer. So there are series of some 7 to 8 prayers, after which Sukadeva Goswami is going to explain about the process of creation. So in today's verse, specifically, there are 2 points which we will highlight on. The first one is that Krishna is the complete form of existence, both material and spiritual. So we should understand that Krishna's form is transcendental. He is not an ordinary person like many feel. Because if you see in today's world, everybody takes Krishna very cheaply. They feel that he dances with the young girls. They also want to imitate. You would have seen people joke, Gopi ke saath ghum rahe and all that. That sort of. So Krishna's name is not taken with a lot of awe and reverence in this material world. But actually we should understand that he is not an ordinary person. He is the source of Vishnu. You can imagine Lord Vishnu, there are 3 forms of Vishnu: Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Shirodakshaya Vishnu. Now Mahavishnu is a personality who lies down in the causal ocean, and from his pores of the body, what we have on hair on our body, millions of universes they come, and the whole Brahman is situated there. So you can imagine just a portion of Krishna, Mahavishnu has so much potency. What Krishna will be like? So we should not take Krishna very cheaply. Secondly, Krishna is Shyam Sundar. He always likes to reciprocate with his devotees. So he always takes care of his devotees who have taken shelter of him. If you read in the text, it is said that there are 2 types of men, personalist and impersonalist. Impersonalist are the one who take Krishna as the Brahman. Now we should understand what exactly Brahman is. Bahut log, in today's world, people say that there is no God, it is only light. Now we should understand that this light is nothing but the rays which is coming out of from Krishna's body. Now if you see the sun is so bright. Now if you multiply this whole sun into thousands of suns, the amount of light which emanates is what comes from Krishna's body. So it is not possible for anybody to see through that light. So that is why many, many devotees who are on that level, they can only reach to the Brahman stage. That is the impersonal stage. And for them, that is final. Uske aage kuch bhi nahi hai. No, that is for them, this is the end. But for devotees who serve Krishna in the personal form, for them there is much beyond that. Once you cross the Brahma Jyoti, there is the Supreme Personality of God, Godhead, in His human-like form, which is standing in front of us. He also is like a 16-year-old boy performing his pastimes in Golok Vrindavan. So that is the position of Krishna. So Krishna comes whenever there is distress in the universe. He comes for two reasons. Pranitaraya sadhuna vinashayasya duskritam. He comes to kill the demons and protect his devotees. So Kunti Devi says that Krishna generally comes for the pleasure of his devotees. Now she goes on to explain about Paramahamsas. Now just as we have four stages of our understanding Krishna, the Brahman, the Paramatma and the Bhagavan. There are these three stages in what we understand Krishna. So when a devotee comes new to Krishna consciousness, he will know about Brahman. Means he has a vague knowledge about how Krishna looks, so he is light. Then after being in the movement for some time, he knows that Krishna has a form, so he's like a Paramatma in the heart. And then when he advances further, he comes to know that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always performing his pastime with his devotees in Vrindavan. Similarly, there are four stages of the Paramahamsas, and it starts from sannyas and ends in Paramahamsa stage. So Krishna comes specifically to take care of his devotees. Now for Krishna, it is easy to kill anybody. He does not have to take incarnation. He just thinks and it is done. But why he comes? Now in case of Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna came personally to fulfill the word of Prahlad Maharaj. If you hear, if you read about Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu asked him, can you show me where your Lord is? He said, my Lord is everywhere. He is present everywhere. He's in me. He's in you. He's in the demons. So he says that, is your Lord in this pillar? So Prahlad Maharaj confidently said, yes, my Lord is there in the pillar. And Hiranyakashipu said that, I will break this pillar so that Vishnu is killed. And he goes to break the pillar and Narsingadev comes out of the pillar. Now why did Narsingadev come out of the pillar? He did not come out of the pillar because Hiranyakashipu went to break the pillar. He came out because Prahlad Maharaj gave the word that my Lord is in the pillar. So to keep his word, he came to save Prahlad. Similarly, Lord Ram appears to kill Ravan. Krishna appears to kill Kamsa. And what happens to those who kill, those whom Krishna kill? They also receive salvation or liberation. Somebody may argue that everybody is Krishna's children. Then why does Krishna do like this? He kills somebody and he protects somebody. So it is said that, Prabhupada says that, a kind father, he loves all his children. But there are certain children who are rebellious. And certain children who care for the father. So the one who cares for the father has more affection for that children. But the one who is rebellious, although he loves him, he will shout at him. His shouting is also his love for the child, not that he is shouting out of envious or some hatred. So similarly, Krishna also loves all his children, but there are certain people or certain children of his who are rebellious of him, who want to take his position. So he tries to, convince them, make them understand, but if they don't understand and they start disturbing his other, pious devotees, then Krishna appears. So in this text, there is a second section which is called, which describes about the Paramahamsa stage of existence. In this section, Prabhupada has mentioned about Kunti Maharani. Now, Kunti Maharani is the mother of the Pandavas. She is the aunt of Krishna. Now, she is giving her word that the Paramahamsas are the one who follow the Bhakti Yoga path. So those devotees who are following the Bhakti Yoga, can attain the platform of Paramahamsa. She goes on to say that although there are impersonal Paramahamsas who are impersonal and those who are personal, but the Lord appears or descends for the pleasure of the Paramahamsas to give them Bhakti Yoga. Now Queen Kunti, she prays in her prayers that let calamities come upon me. Why does she pray like this? Because she knows that when there are calamities, she can remember Krishna. It is not possible for us to pray like Kunti Maharani. Kunti Maharani is the bua of Krishna. But still her love and affection for Krishna is so much that when she hears that Krishna has left the planet, she immediately leaves her body. So she is praying, she is giving her word that the Lord appears or descends for the pleasure to give Bhakti Yoga to his devotees. Now, why does the Lord descend? The Lord descends to give pleasure to his devotees. Now we are in this holy month of Kartik. Now Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago to perform his beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan. So this Damodar Ashtak what we sing is a beautiful reciprocation of Lord Krishna with his mother. Now what Kunti Maharani says is this pastime, or there are various pastimes we'll be taking, they fulfill the word what Kunti Maharani is saying, that the Lord appears to give Bhakti Yoga to his devotees. Now Yashoda Mata is the unalloyed devotee of Lord Krishna. Krishna did not want Mother Yashoda to know that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If she came to know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she would not have been able to reciprocate with Krishna in a motherly way. She would have then paid obeisances to him, offered him respects. Krishna did not want that. So Krishna covers his devotees with his spiritual energy, yoga maya potency. So Yashoda Maya was covered by the yoga maya potency, and in that role of her mother, she is reciprocating with Krishna. Now this beautiful Damodar Leela, Krishna breaks the butter pot and runs, and Mother Yashoda is running after her. Now he is the Supreme Personality. We just heard that he is the source of Vishnu. Can you imagine Lord running out of fear? He is not acting actually, ऐसा नहीं है कि he is acting, डरने का acting करा, no. He is actually afraid of the stick in the hand of Mother Yashoda. And Narad Muni and other demigods, the devatas who are seeing up, they are bewildered to see how the Supreme Lord, who is the cause of all causes, who is the Lord of death personified, who is the Lord of fear personified, is afraid of mother's stick. But that is how Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. That is his love. And finally he starts crying, and then he starts rubbing his eyes, and all the kajal comes on his cheeks. And Mother Yashoda kisses him on his cheeks and makes it red. All this we read in the Damodar Ashtak. And then she goes on to tie Krishna. Now who can tie Krishna? Unless he allows, nobody can tie Krishna. So then it is our endeavor and Krishna's will. Only then we can fulfill our spiritual life. So Mother Yashoda wanted to tie Krishna. But unless Krishna allowed her, she could not tie. But finally he got bound by the love of Mother Yashoda. So this is how the Lord reciprocates. He is fearful of his mother. Similarly, there is another pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are the deities of Gaur Nithai of Gauridas Pandit. Now Gaur Nithai, as you know, they are always standing in the dancing pose. So whenever there is kirtan, they used to come out and dance. So Gauridas Pandit had his personal deities, Gaur Nithai. So whenever there was kirtan, these deities used to come down from the altar and start dancing with the devotees. And when Gauridas Pandit used to go to see and offer them something, when he was not in the altar, he used to search for them. And he could see them dancing in the midst of the devotees. So he used to take a stick and go. And Gaur Nithai, they used to get afraid of him. Now, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combined incarnation of Shri Radha Krishna. And Nityananda Prabhu is Balaramji, the Supreme Person. Now again, to reciprocate with the love of his devotees, they are afraid. Not that they are acting, but they are actually afraid. And they run from the stick of Gauridas Pandit. And Gauridas Pandit runs after them. And Gaur Nithai, not knowing what to do, they take shelter of Hriday Chaitanya's heart. So there is a devotee, the name Hriday Chaitanya, and Gaur Nithai jump and they go in his heart. So that is how the Lord reciprocates. And then Gauridas Pandit shouts at them to come out, and they come out and quietly go on the altar. So this pastime shows us that Lord loves to reciprocate with his devotees in the mood which the devotees want. In the Vallabha Sampradaya, there is a beautiful pastime wherein a devotee scolds the Lord in front of everybody. We will go through this pastime. There is a devotee of the name Govinda Swami. Now, as we have the six Goswamis in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, there are Astachap or the eight poets in the Vallabh Sampradaya, and one of them is Govind Swami. Now, Govind Swami is the incarnation of Sridhama in the spiritual world. So, he used to reciprocate with Srinadji, the deity in Nadwara. He used to reciprocate with Srinadji in Sakya Bhav, because Sridhama is the friend of Krishna. So, they reciprocate with each other in Sakya Bhav. So, they used to play, and you know, like how boys play, Srinadji used to come down from the altar and play with Govind Swami. And Govind Swami was his favorite of all the Sakhas. He used to love to play with him. So, Govind Swami was of an elderly age. Although elderly age, his mood was of a Sakha only. So, one day they were playing Gulli Danda. Now, I don't know how many of you know, because this game was played in our childhood, Gulli Danda. Nowadays, children, they don't know what Gulli Danda is because they are always busy with their mobile phones. So, Gulli Danda is that one long stick and that small wooden, you know, gilli, and you have to throw it. And then they play that way. So, Krishna or Srinadji was playing, and our Govind Swami was, you know, protecting, means trying to catch the gilli. So, Krishna was expert, so he kept playing for a longer time. He kept playing. And when he got out, or when his time to come, when Govind Swami's time came to play, Krishna ran back to the altar and stood in form of Srinadji. So now Govind Swami got very angry. Now he is in a mood of a friend. So he got very angry that, you know, he is playing like, for so long he played, and now my turn has come and he is gone and hid in the altar. So he starts running after Krishna to catch him. And he can see Srinadji running. And running, Srinadji enters the altar and stands in the altar. And here Govind Swami keeps running, and as soon as he reaches the temple altar, he sees Lord standing. So he is very angry and he shouts as Krishna. Say, oh good, so now that you have played enough, now that my turn has come, you have stood there. So out of rage, he takes that gilli or that, and he throws at Srinadji, and he goes and hits the Lord on the chest. Now there is a new Vaishnav who has come in the temple for darshan, and he sees, you know, that this elderly person, he does not know who Govind Swami is. The devotees who were there, they knew who Govind Swami is, so they knew his position. But this person, he did not know what Govind Swami's position is. So he says, "Are, you know, who has come throwing such a dirty gilli at the Lord?" Now there is this Suchi Muchi, you know, standard which we follow in the altar. In the Vallabh Sampradaya, they call it apras. Apras means you have to be very clean when you enter the altar. You cannot touch anything. Now this gilli, when you play gulli danda, it goes everywhere. No, it goes in the sink, it goes in the sand, it goes in cow dung, wherever. Cow dung of course is pure, but it goes in dirt. And it is contaminated thing. You cannot throw it at the Lord. But Govind Swami, he threw it at the Lord and hit the Lord. So this Vaishnava, he got very angry and he said that throw him out of the temple. So the Darban, he pushed him out of the temple. So Govind Swami became very angry. He said that you are showing your bossing, no? You are the boss of the temple, that is why you are showing bossing. He says, you come out of the altar and you see, I will teach you a lesson. Now he goes to Govind Kund and he recites. There is a beautiful composition he makes. It is in Vraj language. He says that Putale Bhaj Gayori Gawar. Putale Bhaj Gayori Gawar. Khol Dwar Dhaso Ghar Bhitar Sikha Diye Lagwar. Kab To Bahar Niklonge. No? Aisi Daungo Gar. Aisi Daungo Mar. Govind Swami Prabhu Sang. Prabhu Sang, like fighting, you will not be able to stay in calm. The bhajan says that Putale Bhaj Gayori Gawar means you have taken your dao, no, you have taken your play, and now like a gawar you have ran inside the altar. Now why he calls him a gawar? Because if you go in Vrindavan, people, the devotees of the associates of Krishna, they know that he is an ordinary boy. They don't consider him as a supreme personality of Godhead. They feel that he takes cows for grazing. He plays mischief with the gopis. They call him Gawar. Now we cannot call this. Only Paramahamsas like Govind Swami, they can do him. Khol Kivar Dhaso Ghar Bhitar. He ran in the altar and he put Darban to show me out of the temple. So let me wait, come out of that altar and I will see you. I am waiting here at the Govind Kund to teach you lesson. And after fighting with me, I know that you will not be happy. Govind Swami says that, you will not be happy after fighting with me. This is my guess. And definitely Krishna is not happy. Now when he hears that Govind Swami is waiting with a stick to beat him, he is very nervous in the altar. And he is very afraid actually. So Vitthalnath ji, who is serving Srinath ji at that time, he comes to offer the bhoga, the Lord. And Krishna does not accept the bhoga offering. He is very nervous. So Vitthalnath ji asks him, what happened? Why are you not accepting the bhoga? So Krishna does not answer anything. Again he requests, what happened? Why are you not accepting the offering? So he just says, Govinda. Govinda? So that Govind Swami is sitting there with a stick and he is going to beat me and he is going to give me a lot of bad words. So I am very afraid of him. So he said, why? What exactly happened? So Krishna explains him that it is my fault actually. When I was playing, I took a lot of play and when his turn came, I ran and sat in the altar. So now he is very angry and I am very disturbed. So he said, okay, there are so many other friends of you. Go and play with them. Why you need to play with Govind Swami? He says, no, I like to play with him the most. And I like to play in the forest with him. So then what to do? He says, you go and pacify him for me. Unless you pacify him for me, I will not accept any bhoga. So Vitthalnath ji is like in a bewildered state that you are fighting with your friend. You hurt him and then you tell me to go and pacify. So he said, okay, like a father, I will go. So he takes his stick to search out for Govind Swami, who is sitting at Govind Kund. So Vitthalnath ji is old at that time. So he used to walk with his stick and the stick used to make sound. And Govind Swami hears somebody coming from behind with a stick. And he turns around to see and he sees Vitthalnath ji coming with a stick. So now Vitthalnath ji is coming to actually pacify him. But Govind Swami thinks that Srinath ji has sent him to beat me with a stick. So again he says, so now you have come to this level that you have sent Gurudev. He is the disciple of Vitthalnath ji, Govind Swami. So he says, you have sent Gurudev to chastise me, but I will not get pacified. So he starts running. And Vitthalnath ji is trying to explain, I am not come to beat you, I am come to pacify you. Please come back. Your friend has not eaten. After long, Vitthalnath ji gets tired. So then Govind Swami understands that my guru is tired. So he comes back and he says that your friend has not eaten since morning. He has not even drank water. He is very afraid of you. He is upset that he has offended you. So you please come and pacify him. But Govind Swami is in lot of anger. So he is thinking in his mind that I am not going to accept my except so easily. I will make him do something. So Vitthalnath ji tries to explain him, please your Lord is not eating, he will not eat, you will not eat, I will not eat, nobody will eat. Please come back. So he says, out of respect for his guru, Vitthalnath ji, Govind Swami comes back. And on the way, he is thinking that as soon as I reach the altar, if Srinath ji bows down his head and catches his ears, I will forgive him. If he does not do that, then I will chastise him in front of Vitthalnath ji only. That is what he is thinking in the mind when coming back to the altar. So coming, and Srinath ji knows what is in Govind Swami's mind. So they come back, and as soon as he reaches the altar gate, as soon as in front of Srinath ji, Srinath ji bows down his head and catches his ears. And Govind Swami starts crying. And Vitthalnath ji starts crying. And Srinath ji also starts crying. So then Vitthalnath ji takes Govind Swami, gives him a bath. And then they offer the first bhoga again to Srinath ji. And it is said that both the Lord and his friend, Govind Swami, they have their bhoga together. Can you imagine Gopinath sitting with us to eat? Not possible. Only the Paramhamsas can do that. So that is what is Kunti Maharani saying, that the Paramhamsas are the one who know the Lord actually. We are still in our sadhana stage. We are still in a stage where we are learning. There is a lot to learn. When we will reach that Paramhamsa level, on that level, we will come to understand how to reciprocate with Krishna. So till that time, since we are studying, we have to take shelter of our spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada has so nicely given us this beautiful ISKCON society. Yesterday we celebrated his disappearance day, and so many devotees were glorifying him. So many pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, wherein he has taught through his pastimes, through his lectures, through his letters, how one should lead a life of a simple devotee. Prabhupada used to always say, simple living and high thinking. It is very easy, simple living and high thinking, but we need to know how to follow it. We need to know the process of following, and that we can know only when we take shelter of our spiritual masters. It is said in the when you sing the Mangal Arati, there is this verse, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasadu. Unless the Guru is satisfied, you will not get what you want. So we need to please our Guru. And the Guru is pleased when the devotee follows the regulative principles which are prescribed and serves him nicely. So, in a gist, to summarize the entire class, we have to follow the Bhakti Yoga path in order to be able to serve Krishna in the personal form. In the text, in the last line, it is said that both personalists and impersonalists are taken care by the Lord. But the personalists are more favored by the Lord. So if we are in the impersonal mode of our devotion, then we can reach only the Brahman platform. But when we are in the personalized, do our worship in the personalized form, when we serve the Lord in his personalized form, then we also get a chance to reciprocate with Krishna. Krishna comes in his Archa Vigra form. It is possible for us to offer everything to Krishna when you serve the devotee, or when you serve the deity. It is said that deity is non-different than Krishna. So what Govind Swami was, what Vitthalnath ji and other devotees, they were reciprocating with Srinath ji. We are not on that level. We cannot imitate them. We cannot do like this, hitting the Lord and all. But they are on the Paramhamsa stage. They can reciprocate, and Krishna also reciprocates with them. But when we try to imitate them, we will commit a grave offense. And that offense will lead to the downfall of our spiritual life. So we should be very careful that we should not imitate. We should not imitate anybody. But we should try to follow in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. See how the senior devotees are serving the Lord, and under their guidance we should serve. So when the pujaris, they serve Gopinath, they are not whimsical. There is a standard for serving the devotees, standing the deities also. You just can't go and offer everything to Gopinath anyway. There is a standard of dressing, there is a standard of offering, the way the turban is offered, the garlands are offered. So that is the process through which we can reciprocate with Krishna. When we have deities at home, We also can reciprocate with Krishna, but we should not be whimsical. No? Whimsical means mangadant. No? Whatever you feel you can do. No, that should not be the case. You should do whatever is prescribed, whatever is given by our devotees, by our acharyas. Follow that parampara and then make your life successful. So we'll end our class here. Thank you very much for your patience hearing. If you have any questions, we'll take one or two. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.